Hey, Faith Point, it's Pastor Chris, and I just wanted to tell you a little bit about one of the shifts that we are in the middle of, or we have been making, to our small group ministries. And historically, what our small group ministries have been doing is falling within our grow category, kind of looking at them as the way that we do studying scripture and prayer and things like that. And right now, we are in the middle of a shift where we are kind of rebranding them as life groups, knowing that we get together to do community things more than just to study scripture. Rather, we get together to pray for one another and have fellowship time and serve together and go out in missions and outreach together. And all of these ways are sharing life together in Christian community so that we can grow in our faith. And so as part of that, we are rebranding, relaunching, refocusing the way that we use our life groups in a way that allows us to be more effective in the way that we care for one another, our community, and kind of give a power boost to our spiritual growth. And so with that, our new life group mentality or philosophy is that any group that we're in, whether it be one that shares a common interest or comes together to study scripture or pray together or serve as a ministry team together in children's ministry or youth ministry, or even our leadership team becomes a life group, or you may be part of a ministry team that is missions focused or outreach focused, whatever that might be, we realize that sharing life together in those ways allows us to then care for one another better than we can in the larger church. And so all of a sudden, these small groups that we're a part of, or these ministry teams that we're a part of, become the way in which we make disciples at Faith Point. They are the things that we go to when there is life change or life crisis in one of the group members' lives, that we know that we can have a first call to their life groups, and they can then care for the folks that are in need of caring, whether there be a loss in the family or health concerns, a new baby, or a time of transition and moving. We've seen this in our congregation, and so now it's just time to take what we see and put it into more formal practice, and not just limit the mentality of a small group to define what we know as being in community with one another. And so these life groups become a powerful source for accountability, for prayer for one another, like I said, for pastoral care, that we can care for one another. And it's not just on a team or a person to then care for those who are in need of some kind of assistance. We also come together in these life groups to just have fellowship time and ask questions and discern God's will for one another, that we find our center when things don't work, or even check in when things are working, so that we can then continue to be those people that God called us to be, working on this kind of real faith that we talk about so often, reaching wide and going deep as effective disciples, so that we can transform not only our own hearts, but the community around us. So that's a little bit about the shift that we are making with these life groups. I hope that you will continue to be a part of the conversation. I hope that you will continue to look at ways that you can partner with and be in ministry with a life group or two. I know that a number of you are parts of multiple life groups, and that's fantastic. But just take an opportunity, maybe invite somebody new into one of those groups that you're a part of, invite them in to serve with you and share life with you so that we can better minister to the community that God has entrusted us with. Thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. And I hope to see you soon. Bye.